Out of the people that leave, a high percentage aren't necessarily leaving because they failed to make money. It's possibly that it's a career and interest change. I think 95% of people that say they want to be an investor, love the idea of the passive income, end up failing to launch. How many real estate investors fail? Hi, my name is Jim Manning. I'm the founder of 3 successful real estate companies and also 2 real estate funds that have over 100 partners in them currently. Depending on who you are, this answer gets a little bit tricky. I think 95% of people that say they want to be an investor, love the idea of the passive income, end up failing to launch. But for those of us that do get going and end up investing in deals, I haven't noticed anything different compared to other small business owners. 20% of businesses typically fail in their first year, 50% after 5 years, and then 65% within 10 years. So here's the deal. If you have professional skills and you show up and you hustle, you get the right mentors, the right team around you, the failure rate is very low. So the percentages that I just quoted are also misleading because out of the people that leave, a high percentage aren't necessarily leaving because they failed to make money. It's possibly that it's a career and interest change, that they just want to try something different or have a different opportunity to explore. But let's get back to why people fail to launch. The first thing that is surprising is that there's an unclear vision and people get stuck, not because they're procrastinating, but because they aren't sure what to do and what they want. And they call it procrastination, but it's really just not knowing what to implement, not knowing what to execute on. The second thing that I think people make a mistake is that they're unaware of their personal situation. To be a successful investor requires professional skills. There's sales skills to negotiate and find the deal. There's management skills needed to hire, manage, and fire contractors if needed. There's recruiting skills to attract and bring together the right team to help you get the results that you want. There's also a concept that I really like to talk about called time and treasure. For those of us that have a lot of time, but they don't have treasure, there's one way to invest. For those of us that have treasure, but they don't have time, there's another way to invest. And so by raising your level of awareness of who you are, what your goals are, and what you're good at, that then can get you the clarity around what the best way to invest is. There are fantastic ways to invest in real estate without doing any of the work, for example. So here's the cool thing is I break down in other videos the ways that you can invest passively in other videos on the channel. So I'll have some links on some of the strategies that we've used to generate over $10 million here recently in passive income. So make sure that you check out other videos on the channel. Thanks.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a website, passivewealthshow.com, where you can get more great content and resources. We offer a passive profit strategy session, and you can find that on our website as well, where we'll basically ask you a bunch of discovery questions and help you figure out if investing passively is a good thing for you or not. So go to our website, passivewealthshow.com, and we'll go from there.